Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Monday, Carrie Bickmore.
All right, Tommy Little, just start by saying thank you. Just say thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Carrie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I'm about to, change your life forever.
Why?
I have found...
What are you doing to me?
...the way that you are going to meet the woman of your dreams.
Okay.
Thank you, Carrie. Say thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. what is it?
All you what do need I have to do... Okay, so here's the thing, right? I posted a video on my Instagram of last Wednesday. You might recall in the middle of the show, I snapped a chair in half, right?
I do recall. I laughed about it for about 24 hours.
Okay, so I posted this video of it yesterday to make Erin Molan, who's a sports presenter, who also snapped a chair in a half on the weekend.
Yes.
And she said the same word, the SH word that I said at the end of it, which made me feel very good that I wasn't the only one swearing. Yep. And I posted a pic of me falling off the chair, right?
Yes.
To make her feel better. And in this pic, you bend down and you help, you know, you pick me up or whatever and we get on with our lives. So I post this on my Instagram,
right? I saved the day. Okay.
You didn't save the day.
Sounds like I saved the day.
You put your hands out. I could have stood up myself.
Sounds like I saved the day.
I could have put my...
No, I don't reckon you could, but anyway...
Anyway, I post this pic and the first, you know, response is, "Are you all right?" by someone that follows me. Oh, thank you so much, Nicholas. That's really lovely. Then the next 50 freaking responses. Oh, why is Tommy so sweet? Oh my gosh, Ash, look at Tommy. Oh, Tommy, you're a gentleman. Oh, Tommy's so beautiful. Tommy, love heart face. Oh, this is so funny, Tommy. Oh, Tommy, you're adorable. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, Tommy Little, you beautiful man. Oh, Tommy, what the? I'm sorry. Okay, where's the compassion for me, first off? Second of all...
They knew I had it.
There is the answer for you. Next date you go on, dodgy chair.
Push her off a chair.
Dodgy chair. Make her laugh like you did with me, which you do naturally. Get her to lean back. Snap, you've got her for life.
So is this... But I don't need her to fall off the chair. I need someone around them to fall off the chair.
No.
So what? Yeah,
well,
because
you just need her to fall
No, because that
chair.
Means I've got you for life.
Oh, well, that's not thinking. Such a bad thing.
No, I mean, I know. but if this is to work, they need to witness. So what I need you to do,
is fall off another chair for you next time you're on a date.
You're going to have to come out to a lot of dodgy restaurants with me
and
sit at the next table, and I'll give you a bit of the bird flapping signal, and you go stack.
So thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie.
There we go. Problem solved. I think we're done for today.
Thank you, Carrie. Or once again, thank you for helping me up, Tommy. You're such a gentleman.
I think you got enough of that. Go look at my feed if you want that.
I actually will. I haven't seen it.
Big show with Carrie and Tommy. Next, though, we are joined by Matt Preston ahead of the MasterChef Grand Final tonight.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
One of our favourite people in the studio right now. One of your good mates from the footy world. Not that you both play, but you watch happily together.
Well, we could almost get a game this season.
I don't know. We're looking a bit better now. Yes.
Mm. And one of my favourite people from the food world, Matt Preston. Welcome.
Carrie, Tommy, what a pleasure to be in your palatial surroundings. I love the waterfall feature you put in here. It's amazing.
Look, we are in a shoebox, but we're fine with it. So you've got to be fine with it.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit cramped. Now, I've come in here with my ego. It's kind of like, it's all a bit getting a bit close in here.
So final tonight.
Oh, my goodness,
I watched MasterChef. My mum's staying at my house at the moment with her last night. Mm. And she's your biggest fan. I got a text once from my mum and Matt Preston, who were at an event sharing dinner together. Mm. You are good friends with my mum. And my mum said to me today, "You tell Matt Preston I know who's won."
Yeah, well. Explain to me how your mother knows.
Because she thinks in the promo she saw a man's hands holding up the winner's trophy.
Well, you know, Shannon Bennett does hand the trophy over, but he hasn't really got man hands, so I don't know whose it could be.
So either Chan's got man hands.
Diana Chan or Ben the Hunger Man has got the man hands.
Who's the money on?
Look, I think the bookies have had Diana just ahead of Ben slightly, which I found surprising because I've got to say I think a lot of people who watched the show would have felt that Carly, who went last night.
I thought she was going to go in.
Sarah Tiong, who was amazing in Japan, would have been there. But this is the classic MasterChef finale, just like the first one with Judy Goodman and Poe, where the two people you're pretty convinced all the way through are going to make the finale. Mm. They don't make it, and you get two kind of smokies. But that makes it great because it means either of them can win, and there's not a... You know, last 2 years we've had the favourites... 2 years consecutively have had the favourites in the finale, so you kind of had a sense. But this one... It's all about the pressure.
And they all go on to do great things anyway. Yeah. But when I was cooking somebody's food last night and they was making a curry last night, I don't know whose it was.
Adam Liao. It was Adam Liao. Let's just say Adam Liao.
Okay, it was one of them. And I was thinking, I don't even think that person won, but now I'm cooking their food in my kitchen.
Well, Knowlesy never won.
No. exactly.
Well, and look, there is that thing when you come second, you do have a lot less pressure in terms of people offering you adverts for dishwasher liquid and stuff like that, or yeah. trips to open a restaurant in India. So you know, we've seen it with Maddie from last year. He's opened his restaurant in Sunshine Beach. But that's the great thing about MasterChef. You know, so many of them, you don't even have to be top 10 to get a great start in the industry. MasterChef opens the door, then you do what you can, and you kind of push your way through, and you maybe you have a restaurant, you start writing about food, you start styling, you know, the world's your oyster, really.
Hey, Matt, has anyone ever made you sick? Has anyone served you up something that's made you crook?
You know what? It's interesting. The three of us have never had that. They've never had that. We've had a situation where we're in Italy and some of the camera boys got sick and it was contagious. And we're going, and then we got the phone call. You have to stay in your room for the next 4 days. You cannot talk to anyone else. So of course, the first thing we did was go out for lunch, the three of us. So far, we've all been good. Gary got sick in Dubai because he ate some leftover hummus from the night before, and he said,
"I thought hummus lasted for weeks."
Just so you know, if hummus is fizzy, it's not a good sign. Don't go back for a second bite. And then Matt Moran flew out to Italy. Basically, we've been out kind of gallivanting around town and didn't get sick at all. Matt Moran arrived the day before he was supposed to start filming, got sick, and went home having filmed nothing.
That was a giant waste of time.
So we've always done quite well, but that's because you know we're professionals. That's the reason.
I wanted to ask you, there's a story doing the rounds at the moment that apparently chefs are getting really peeved off at people with allergies, not life-threatening allergies, but they're saying they've got life-threatening allergies so that they can demand customised meals at menus. Yeah. So they can say, you know, I'm gluten intolerant or my dairy intolerant, so I can't have that. You'll have to make me a fresh meal.
And there have been amazing pictures on Insta of the, you know, the dockets of the past that's no seafood, no this, no that. And look, you know, if you wanted to go and get your suit customised, you pay extra. And it's
so
weird.
So you think people should pay extra for a meal?
Look, I think it's unfair to go to a restaurant and expect them to, you know, a restaurant is a production line, and you know you pay less because everyone's having the same stuff. You know, I kind of think no restaurant's done it because I think they look after their customers probably better, and historically they've always tried to do the right thing. But if it gets to a point where every single customer wants something different, then the present system's not going to work.
I know you're not an expert in this, but
in
I need
anything,
to ask.
Yes.
Well, this is a medical kind of question, but I'm going to ask you anyway because
good
because Buzz. Yes. Our anchor, he's got a food allergy, and I reckon
it's not a food allergy.
Well, I reckon he's dead set made it up.
No.
Buzz, yes. He reckons that onions make him sick.
Yeah, no.
But onion powder and everything is fine. He reckons it's just in his head. So if he sees the onions go in it,
yeah, no. Look. There's undoubtedly psychosomatic stuff. There's also fructose malabsorption, which is I've got a couple of friends.
How do I write that down?
fructose malabsorption.
Mate, it's in your head. You said that you could eat it. Doesn't make you sick.
You know, maybe you were a Jainist from Gujarat in your previous life, and the religion's coming back to haunt you. So there's a whole range of things. So look, you know, I think you take all that seriously. The main thing is you've got to do what I had a mate I used to review Indian restaurants with. Who I played tennis with, and we'd take him. He had a nut allergy, and so he was great because he would tell us if there are any nuts in anything.
Oh, yeah.
He would rush outside. Yeah. And we'd go, there were nuts in that. And also, it gave me one of the great lines of any review ever, where our meals came, and there's your meal, your meal. And then the guy said, all right, who's for the carrots? Which is the man with no nuts? Which is the man with no nuts? Which, as of course, as a bloke is, you know, comedy gold.
Timelessly funny.
Beer's carrying and testicle jokes, nothing better.
It ruins it for the poor people that do have allergies, and they get that look every time they say, I can't have nuts, when everyone thinks, you can't.
Oh, look, certainly instances of allergies have gone up, and I think we have to take them very seriously. And you know, look, again, it's like, you know, we've got to look after our customers. That's what chefs have to do. And I'm on the customer's side.
You're looking after the viewers tonight, Chan or Ben. Who will be our next MasterChef? We'll find out right after the project tonight, 7:30. Thanks so much,
Matt Preston. We love the project. My favourite show ever.
My favourite MasterChef judge, Matt Preston. Thanks for coming in.
Gary's on tonight.
Oh,
the project.
Yeah, he is too. Yeah. He's not gonna, you, Gary.
No,
sorry.
Because Gary's way better.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh,
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've got a bit of a personal issue.
Oh.
And I think...
Hygiene or...?
Yeah, well, that's one, but we're not... We're tackling these things one at a time.
Next week, set the diaries, everybody. We'll address Tommy's odour problem next Monday.
If I come in next week and you just spray me, I won't be offended. Like, thank you for sorting it out. There are various places where people can go for problems and they can deal with them anonymously. I've got a new one.
Oh, like Alcoholics Anonymous or...
Narcotics Anonymous, things like that where they can go and they can speak to a group with anonymity and you know, confidence that hopefully this helps their problem. Yep. I am going to pitch a new one, and I'm encouraging the fine people of this great nation of ours to get involved.
Okay.
You can be anonymous.
Okay.
You don't have to be. Clearly, I'm not going to be because I'm going to start off because I think there's...
Is it something you'd be ashamed about? Is that why you'd want to be anonymous, or you wouldn't want your friends and family to know? Or
Maybe. I think it's more you just need to share it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yep. You just need to get it off your chest. It's going to be called Fat Guts Anonymous. And I would like to kick it off. Buzz, please. Thank you. My name's Tommy. And it is my first time at Fat Guts Anonymous.
Okay.
And I'm eating way too many pies. I'm eating way too many pies, guys.
So, Tommy, how many pies are you eating?
On the weekend, I had 7.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Shivers, I don't think we can help you, mate.
And
okay,
it's not just...
Sorry, Tommy, are you eating 7 in a row or across a number of days? Or?
Well, so Friday we went up to the snow.
I didn't because I was sick.
Sorry.
You went up to the snow, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that was it. Maybe I was comfort eating, sympathy eating for you. But on the way up there, we stopped at a bakery. It was just my initial pie.
Yeah.
It was just one pie, steak and pepper.
Course,
treat yourself, girl. And so I had that, and then I got up to the snow. And... the first platter that came out when we started the show was party pies.
Oh, you can't say no to a party pie. Isn't enough. You need at least 2 or 3.
Well, so I had 6. And I'm counting 3 party pies as 1 pie there. So I'm saying that is 2 more full pies.
Oh, that's not your full serve then done.
No.
Okay.
Because the next day we came down.
We've got Mary next to you waiting to talk about her problems. So
that fat guy can wait. The next day we came back down the mountain. We went back past the bakery.
Did you go for the same one or a different one?
I got the same one because it was delicious. But I also got a Ned Kelly pie as well.
What's a Ned Kelly pie?
Ned Kelly pie is, I'm glad you ask, is it's steak and then on top of that is egg and bacon mixed as like the top.
Oh, wow.
It was really good. And I thought we might not be back to this bakery for a long time, so I had 2 pies.
That's what you do as an addict. I don't know when I'll get this again, must eat it all now.
And so I ate those 2 in the car on the way home. And then yesterday I watched my...
Okay, hold on. This is getting ridiculous.
So that was on Saturday.
This song's taken a whole new meaning. This is your guts screaming out.
Oh. I tell you what, I had a bad case of gravy guts and it wasn't letting up because Sunday came around and my football team were playing yesterday and I always have a pie quarter time.
Yeah, of course.
And so I did that.
Oh.
And then towards the middle of the fourth quarter, we looked like we were done. And we were getting beaten.
You comfort ate again?
No. We had an amazing comeback.
Oh.
And we won.
Oh.
By 2 goals, and I thought we were going to lose.
And
so I said, bugger it, have a pie to celebrate. But guess what?
So that's more than 7. We're up at like 10.
No, that was 7. So I'm counting 3 party pies as a party pie.
Okay.
But guess what?
What?
This isn't the first weekend. I did this last weekend as well.
How do you look the way you look?
I went to a... thank you. I went to a function at the footy last weekend.
Oh.
12 party pies came out. I ate 9.
I think the song's ended. It's looped around again.
We're still hurting, Buzz. Play it again. I ate 9 of the party pies. There was only 12 on the platter. And then I looked around and I was like,
oh,
no.
Did you hold them all in one hand or one at a time?
No. So I started, I just went one by one. I just kept going. And then I realized and I went, oh, I've got to stop. And my mate had one and there was only two left on the putter. And I looked around and there was 12 people in our function.
One for each of
them. One for each person. And I'd eat nine. And so I said, oh, can we get some more putty pies? I've eaten most of them.
So, you are like one of those people with like a food problem. They go into the pantry and they shovel it in quickly and then like restock and come back out.
You know what? They got us five extras and I ate three of those as well. Anyway. I just wanted to say thanks for listening. I don't know how
it's
going to go.
Have you been to the toilet?
It's quite a bit.
So blocked up.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, God. Okay, so what are we doing? Food Lovers Anonymous.
No, Fat Guts Anonymous.
Fat Guts Anonymous. Call us with your food addiction.
What are you eating?
That's intense.
And how much of it are you eating?
Are you done now or you've only just begun the journey?
Well, I've been staving off midweek. But I've
talking about it's making you want another one, isn't it?
Well, I've got an international fight on Wednesday and there. If there's a party pie, I'm not going to shy away from it. Give us a call, 131060.
This is a safe place. We'll take your calls next. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. 131060, Fat Guts Anonymous, Tommy.
Well, what it is a safe space. Of course, there are already Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous and places where you can go and you can admit your problem to a room or, in this case, a nation full of people in the hope to one day resolve it or just continue and enjoy it, because I ate seven pies on the weekend and that was the second weekend in a row where I had that many. And it feels good to share that information.
So now you've called for Food Lovers Anonymous. No, Fat Guts you're calling Fat Guts. I feel uncomfortable about that, but
yeah,
sure. It's your party. You can call it what you like.
Thanks, Fat Guts. Our first caller is from Melbourne. Firstly, welcome to Fat Guts Anonymous. If you wouldn't mind just stating your name and what and how much of it you're eating.
Hi, my name's David. I'm from Melbourne and I have a food addiction to Dim Sims.
And David, how many Dim Sims are you eating?
I'm eating about 20 full-size Dim Sims a week.
Oh, so what does that break down to? Is that usually two sittings of 10 each or a couple a day? How are you
probably
doing this, David?
Probably two sittings of two times two a day.
Oh, wow, David. I mean, firstly, okay, thank you for joining us. You're well and truly qualified.
You slipped almost in there to that nighttime announcer who sounds like he's doing the love line. You're not that.
Oh, yeah. Wow, David. And tell me more about those Dim
exactly.
Sims. Do you get them fried or do you get them steamed?
You're Fat Guts Anonymous. You're not that show.
Okay, sorry. David, do you get them fried or do you get them steamed?
I'm getting them steamed.
Oh, what's that? You're looking after yourself. And that's good.
So does David deserve to be in Fat Guts Anonymous if he's having them steamed?
Oh, he definitely does. David, I don't mean to bring this part of it up, but if I have a couple of dimmies, the cabbage in them really...
sets you off?
Oh, yeah, really sets me off.
Yeah.
I could fuel a small planet with the methane coming out of my back section. David, does it have the same effect on you?
I've never made the connection, but possibly.
Well, David, welcome and thank you for sharing. Our next caller is from Canberra. Firstly, thank you. Welcome, if you wouldn't mind, by firstly stating your name and what you're eating and how much of it.
Hi, guys. My name is Sean. I'm from Canberra, and I'm addicted to mandarins.
No, Buzz, no. Hang on. Stop. Sean, sorry. Did you say mandarin?
Yes, I did, yes.
Sean, I mean this with a lot of love, but get out. This is Fat Guts Anonymous.
You can't judge people on
He's
what it is
mandarins. I've had pies. Our last Fat Guts had Dim Sims, and this bloke's coming in going, geez, I've got a lot of vitamin
C. That's his addiction, mate. Don't judge someone else's addiction.
Oh, if that's your addiction, enjoy your good health and clear skin, Sean. There's plenty of clubs for you. They're called CrossFit. Oh, he could be orange, actually. I had too much carrots once and I went orange.
Carotene
it was
whatever it's
carotenosis
called.
It's called. Yeah, yeah. We're going to move right along to a call from Queensland.
Sean.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. I like Sean. Anyway,
yeah, I like him as well. But
sorry, I used his name. Sorry, he might have wanted to be anonymous.
That's fine. Chris, the jig is up now, but if you wouldn't mind firstly stating what you were eating and how much of it, please, Chris.
Hi, guys. My name's Chris. I'm from Queensland and I'm eating on average two packets of Tim Tams a day.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Welcome.
We don't need anyone else in the club. He is actually heading up Fat Guts Anonymous. Chris, you are running the place. Get rid of your pies, mate. You are to the side. Two packs of Tim Tams a day. You're a champion.
Chris, how long have you been eating this many Tim Tams?
Look, I spend a lot of the time during the week at the hospital with my dad, so a fair long while now. The weight has gained, and I can definitely say I've got a fat gut.
Oh, we love you, Chris.
Chris, I know this is a risky question to ask in radio because the answer could be a very unhappy one, but is your father in hospital because of dietary reasons?
He has dialysis, so...
Right. Not really. Okay. In that case, Chris, keep up the Tim Tams and welcome to the club.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Are you ready to play my opener, Buzz?
I thought we were going to
You just check out,
Buzz. My bits, mate.
Let's check out your bits.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
What happened there, Buzz?
You got distracted. My bits can be distracting. I understand. It's fine. It's fine, Buzz. Do not worry about it. But I want to tell you guys, there's only one person in my bits today, one man that we need to talk about, and that is a Bernard Tomic.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Your bits are so greasy.
Now, you and I both sat through a little program last night where he was doing an interview.
Yes.
Talking about life, you know, explaining where his head's at. Explaining how he's gotten to this point, yep. You know, the big meltdown at Wimbledon.
And I was ready. I was ready to be swung the other way. Mm. I've given old Byrne a bit of a rough ride.
Yeah.
over the past few years, and I was ready to be converted. And I thought, what's he got to say? And it started off like any of these great interviews. It started off and it had all the hallmarks of a tearjerker. What happened was they played him, because you know there's been this stuff around about him not putting in effort and stuff. They played him a clip of a younger him saying how much he loved tennis and
how all we wanted to do was play tennis, and then it cut back to Bernard watching this, and this is what he said.
Can I cry now? No. That was amazing. Thank you for showing me that.
Do you get sad when you see that little boy there?
Yeah, it's motivating, emotional, and I was about to cry.
Yeah, but didn't.
Is talking about crying the same as crying? I mean, he was about to cry. He's about to.
Yeah. Oh, I almost did a good thing then, but I didn't. So
I have to say, I felt for him a bit because I've been reading, as I've been banging on about a lot on this show and to you personally, I've been reading Agassi's memoir.
Yes.
And in Agassi's memoir, it talks all about how he hates playing tennis.
Right.
Hates it his whole life. You're talking about Andre Agassi, one of the greatest tennis players ever. He's hated it, and it's so incredibly sad. And then that's what Tomic was saying in this program last night.
What would you say to a young Bernard Tomic?
Don't play tennis. Do something you love and enjoy, because it's a grind and it's a tough, tough, tough life. And my position, I'm trapped. I have to do it. I like it. I'm going to continue to do it. You know, I never fell in love with.
Just look in the mirror and say that to yourself now. Do you know what I mean? I don't get why he says, don't play tennis to a younger me, but like I can say to me.
He doesn't talk like that.
He does. He can say to himself now, I can look in the mirror and say, Bernard, oi, Tomic, oi, B-Tom.
Where's he from?
Born in Germany to Croatian and Bosnian parents.
Right.
I'm impressed that I had that.
That's pretty good, Tomic knowledge. No,
yes.
But it's a bit like, you know, your family, his dad's let him into it. It's like with the Agassi.
Yeah, but even he can though, still leave
no,
now.
No, but even though they don't like doing it, there's something in them that still wants to achieve and still wants to. And at the end of the day, as he said, he makes good money doing it.
Only playing for the money.
Basically, yeah. You know, I think, and I didn't come from a rich family. We had no money. And, you know, I was 12 years old, 13 years old. Nobody knows this sort of life that I had. You know, we came to Australia with, you know, basically nothing.
And now I've bought everyone a Lamborghini and we've got basically all of the things. We had none of the things and now we have basically all of the things.
But that's the thing. Can you do a job you don't like? Think how many people would do a job they don't like. But they do it. He makes good money. Kyrgios said a similar thing recently at a press conference. He's like, I make more money than I need to, coming and only advancing to whatever round and not making it to the end. I can do it play tennis and make money. Why do I have to be the best or be the greatest or be the nicest or be, you know, the friendliest?
Because we want you to be and we want you to try.
I know. Well, the tanking thing does get me.
Yes.
And at Wimbledon, to say you're bored, like at Wimbledon, like the holiest of holiest, to say you're bored.
There is an unfair assumption that if he, like, stepped down, that another Aussie kid who was really trying would get the spot, which is not really true, because it's like the best players get the spot. So, you know, it. But yeah,
I just feel for the fans. I feel for the people that go and pay good money. You know, it costs a lot to go to the tennis and get good seats, and then have someone not really care on the court.
I feel for the girls who hook up with him and then try and brag to their friends, and they go, "Oh no." That wasn't a good thing to do.
Fortunately, though, he did have a solution for people, the people I'm worried about, the people that have paid good money to come to the court and watch. He did have a solution, though.
To buy a ticket to a tennis match to watch you play, why should they bother?
Don't come. Watch on TV. You don't have to pay anything. Just watch on TV.
I mean, good point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't have the greatest of interviews, but I really hit it home at the end. I think
it's probably inspiration. Drew, or whatever his name is from Despicable Me. Is it Gru? Drew?
Gru?
Gru? That's what you sound like. Keep talking.
Like, what do you want me to talk about? The money that I've made.
You sound like Gru.
Okay, Tomic out.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, this is going to make you explode, Tommy, because you're already clucky. You're already gooey. Take a look at the cute little person I have in front of me on this piece of paper. A new little person was born into the world a few days ago. Rudy Hazel, born to two of the most wonderful people, Hamish and Zoe Blake. And Hamish joins us on the line now. Congratulations, buddy.
Hey, top of the afternoon to you guys.
Where are we at with the sleep count? How many hours last night?
Look, she's doing snatches. She definitely is sleeping. It's like she's an endurance athlete at the moment, though, like just sleeping the bare minimum. She might catch 30 or 40 minutes here and then it's just back up. And if she's an endurance athlete, I suppose the event is just a milk chug. she's got her priorities straight. She's probably just living the dream, napping and chugging milk.
Hey, Haim, you've posted, well, both you and Zoe have posted two of the most gorgeous Instagram shots ever. I'll have to ask the hard-hitting question because you know that is my prerogative. Did you do this whole creating the miracle of life just for your Instagram likes?
No, do you know what? I was like, you know, I feel like we should probably, you know, we're going to put a photo up. We should probably tell the world that she's here. And, you know, it's so much easier than the group message because last time, you know, sometimes the group message, if it's too big, it jams and it like won't send. And it gets stuck. You know the line that goes on the group message?
Do you know what, Hamish? When we had Evie, we put out a group. Well, actually, I didn't. Chris put out a group message and accidentally, it was meant to be just our family, and accidentally put Husey in the group message and then Husey went on radio before we'd had a chance to tell everybody. I said, why did you put him in the group message? He goes, oh, it's just by accident. I was tired.
But mine jammed on my phone and just stayed like that for like 2 hours and it was just frozen. So I had to turn the phone off and just then I started getting messages from people going, great, good news. I was like, I guess it sent, but it didn't send to half the people. It just created so many political headaches that I didn't tell people or I had to tell people. I was like, like, at least Instagram is a platform that is built to handle volume and we can get it out there. But as I was rummaging, we kind of went to the hospital unexpectedly and I bought a nightclub clicker for a thing we were going to film months ago and found it in the bottom of my bag. And I was like, oh, no, what's this nightclub clicker doing in my bag?
So weird.
It's just an odd thing to have. And then I was like, you know what? These are pretty fun. And so that's actually, I ended up incorporating the nightclub clicker into the photo, which is a bit weird because, yeah, it probably does feel like people are like, why would you have a nightclub clicker if you're not in the nightclub game? But I tell you, it's beautiful. Carrie, you know what it's like having two. Tommy, I know you're very clucky at the moment.
He is very clucky.
Here's the other thing that can happen that I've discovered. The weekend before last, just as I was going to labour, got a terrible virus. I went, honey, I'll keep him away from you. I'll run interference. I hang out with Sonny that weekend. All weekend, I then got the virus as well. Oh. So since Rudy's been born, she's lovely, and I enjoy looking at her from a distance or from behind a surgical mask. But you're right now talking to a guy that's coming off the back end. I'm bouncing back from the virus, but I've got pink eye and got a lot of stuff.
Are you in a bubble?
Yeah. I'm in an enforced bubble. Everyone's like, oh, enjoy the baby bubble. Enjoy the baby bubble. I'm in a hazmat bubble. I can't get near my child. So I have to go through the full Ebola washdown before I cuddle her. And Sonny holds his breath before going near her and then does a big exhale. So, look, mate.
Kids fun times.
But you know what? Stella's just hanging out. He
went to the snow on the weekend and had pies and drinks. He's fine,
Hamish. You did, Tommy. God, send me a photo.
Oh, hey, is Rudy after the Cosby Show?
Do you know what? It's not, but it's the only other Rudy we can find in society that is a girl's name. And I think, I remember reading somewhere, I don't think it even is a girl's name, meant to be a girl's name of the Cosby Show. I think that was meant to be a dude character. And then that actress auditioned for it and they went, you're great. We'll just keep you on. We'll just keep it as Rudy, but now you're a girl. So I think Rudy Cosby might have invented Rudy as a girl's name.
Oh, but then so cute.
It does have, I mean, no one cares about this, but I'll say it anyway because, I don't know, it's killing time to Ash London, I guess.
Are you getting paid? Are you getting paid for your show this afternoon? Because yeah, you know, exactly. Talk no, as much as you like.
I'm just lying here on the bed with pink eye, having to talk to you. But it's related to Gertrude, which is actually Zoe's mum's name, Gertie. So Gert, the rude
true,
thing in there.
Rude.
Like I said, not very interesting. No, right.
How is Zoe going? Is she all right?
She's great. Champion here, like champion birth. Just bloody inspirational. Great. Just ultimate mum. Ultimate mum.
I know you've just said, you know, just hanging out's fine, but you've done nothing to quell my cluckiness. This is great.
Why don't you go do some babysitting? I'm sure he'd love you to look after Sonny for a bit.
You can come to Legoland with us this morning.
I feel like I'll end up with pink eye.
Yep,
that won't help you get the ladies.
We'll rent Sonny's at Legoland, so they'll let us in. Come and put a tiny seat in your hands. See what happens.
Hey, congratulations.
If you could just lift those feet up and help me change the nappy, that'd be great.
Well, congratulations to you both. We hope to meet her soon. And enjoy the time off. Enjoy the time in the actual bubble that is a new baby.
Loving it. As I look for my Ebola suit, as my respirator breathes in and out, and I clasp her tiny hands through my rubber gloves.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Nearly time for us to get out of here.
Oh, what a show.
I know. The Blakes.
No, oh, they're just too cute, aren't they? You're going to go off and procreate tonight, aren't you?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky.
I can't wait to see you with a baby. Honestly, I can't wait. Oh, anyway, well, it's been fun. I'll see you tomorrow,
You tomorrow, Bickmore.
And filling in for Hamish and Andy, we've got Ash London with more music for the drive home. We'll catch you tomorrow. Have fun. Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.